Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horner. We're so excited. We've done this so many times, but it's always fun to do this show again each and every week at this time. And the star of our show is a guy we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Hey, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I think we made it. We're here after a tough week.
A tough week. You've been filming movies and stuff over there, the Transformer film. And are you done with that? Is it coming out?
Well, I got one more day on it.
One more day?
Yeah. We're up at the Griffith Park.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, right above the zoo, actually.
There's the zoo in Griffith Park. That's kind of a remote area up there, isn't it?
Very remote, very dark, very spooky.
And you film at night there?
A lot of old dusty roads. And we
gravel mining stuff there?
Yes, and we're shooting up there all night.
Nobody around there at that time. Right?
You got from it all 6 to 6.
6 to 6, and nobody out there at all?
So there's nobody out there for a while, and then, of course, the sun comes up, and then the world jumps in. But we're up there. It's 2:00 in the morning, and we're driving down, going over to the location. And up my window, I see this woman.
At what time?
Jogging.
What time?
2:00.
2:00 in the morning.
Yeah, she's got her hands on her pulse and her hands on her neck, and she's looking at her watch, and she's jogging along. So I yelled out, "I said, go home! What are you doing? You're by yourself out here." I couldn't believe it. It
was safety first.
It's stupid.
No matter where you are in what city, you got to take care of yourself. And you don't. If you're a single woman running alone, you shouldn't be out there. 2 a.m. Come on, that's a remote area.
Well, by the way, you know you're near the zoo, so that kind of stimulates a lot of the mountain lions and a lot of the coyotes.
Yes.
And the rattlesnakes. So you could be up there, and you never can tell who you're going to run into.
So I know. You got to be careful, right?
Well, you do. It's one thing for a guy to go up there, but it's another thing for a woman by herself jogging in the pitch black.
Yeah. I mean, there's no lights up there,
no,
right?
No, it was stupid, and I still think it's stupid. And if I go, and I'm going to go to work next week, and if I see her, if I see this woman again, well, I'm going to stop the truck and take her home.
You kind of told her what her boyfriend should have said.
Yeah, I'm sure her boyfriend just said, "Hey, Betty, why don't you go? You know, why don't you, you know, get up there by yourself and air it out."
No, he didn't say that.
Just go on up. It's 2:00. Why don't you go on up and run about 4 miles?
Comments, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Check it out. Or Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Sultan, the acting superstar, the American icon, Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, Crisis, now the Transformers movie, the football superstar, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. You know, over this last week, you know, here in L.A., you know, we have SCUCLA college football teams.
Oh, yeah. And, that was a big game last weekend.
And last week they had SC at Notre Dame. And this was I think, a make-or-break part of the SC's season. They've been exposed, I think, the last couple of weeks for the deficiencies in the program. And I've always said that, you know, once you come across a good team that's fundamentally sound, that shows itself at the line of scrimmage. And, of course, when SC went to Notre Dame pounded these guys' brains in at the line of scrimmage. And they beat them 49-14?
49-14, yeah.
And so,
big deal.
And so it doesn't go down well with the USC alumni here because UCLA is a big rivalry. But SC Notre Dame is a big one for the recruiting aspects.
Oh, I forget about that.
Well, yeah, you know, they come in here, and there's a huge Southern California. Notre Dame is a huge huge hotbed of fans and alumni here in Southern California. And when the SC plays there, it's a big deal. I think it's really the game for Notre Dame. You know, maybe other than maybe Navy or something, but it's an old standby.
Rivalry, yeah.
You know, rivalry. But we watched this game. I was with some friends. We watched this game, and
so you had a Fred Dreyer cigar section. Or you got together
We got together with some people, and we watched watched this game, and of course, I watched certain things, and the beauty I'm able to take a peek at certain things that I think are telltale that are not being taught, that should be taught, that I'm surprised aren't being taught at a school like USC.
Right.
And so once you see the game unfold the way it does, and once you see the inability to control the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively, it's no wonder it's 49-14. And so I just think that this last week, Notre Dame showed itself to be better than what people thought they were.
So let me ask you a question, because you've talked about this before. You say games are won and lost at the line of scrimmage, which is basically what you're saying here. What did you see that tells you that that Notre Dame was going to win this game? What did they do at the line of scrimmage that makes you decide this way?
Well, look, it's the infrastructure of what is being taught. When you go to training camp before the season starts, you have a playbook. You have coaches that are assigned to you at the line of scrimmage, linebackers, secondary, and you have a philosophy of how you want to play defense, let's say.
Right.
So you have coaches that teach the fundamentals and the skills to the defensive linemen that allows them to control the line of scrimmage through how they position themselves with the offensive linemen coming off the ball, coming at them. So the fact of the matter is, I'm very surprised that USC is so weak at the point of attack. I'm surprised that they
both defensively and offensively.
Well, mostly I'm looking defensively.
Yeah,
you know, they gave up 49 points.
Yes,
but I look at the line of scrimmage and it's telltale. You can tell what's being coached and what isn't
really
being coached. And so when you look at the way the linemen, you know, it's difficult to explain this, but at the snap of the ball, you know, you look at how the offensive lineman, in order for me to block you, I've got to get position and do a couple of things right away. And if I can do that, I should have my way with you the rest of the day. But there's ways of being able to control the line of scrimmage where the offensive lineman can't do those things, and that's called controlling the line of scrimmage. And you do that with your down lineman against their big people. This sport is won at the line of scrimmage. Your big people on their big people. That's the number one the thing. If you don't have
the matchup,
if you don't have the ability to control their big people, you're going to lose. I don't care who you are.
You got to have that ability.
Yeah,
so these coaches that you're talking about have to instruct their team on how to line up, what to do, based on who they're going to be facing for that week. Here's what we're going to do. We want to control the line of scrimmage. You got to line up this way because we got Fred Dreyer there and Mike Horn's there, and we got to stop these guys, and here's how you're going to pattern out. So are you saying it's a fault of the coaching, or maybe the players not listening to what the coaches say lining up, or both?
Well, it's usually goes from the coach to the player, and if the player can execute it wonderfully, if he can, he shouldn't be on the field. So what I watch is, I watch how the linemen play, and what their responsibilities are by what they're doing and by what they recognize. There's certain laws and rules that govern line play, and it's universal, and it's amazing that today in 2017, it's amazing what is not being taught. There's a fundamental that's lost. I think, it's a fundamental. It sounds funny, but it's true. As decades and generations go on, in anything, in the culture, we lose the emphasis and the impact of our Constitution being taught to young people. And 20, 30 years, 40 years later, you have what you have today, complete anarchy from people from 35, 40 years and under. But so in football, what is being brought forward each decade, each generation?
So you're saying stuff is lost. Stuff that was taught in the past is not there anymore.
They don't teach it.
Give us an example. You got an example that pops to mind of one thing that maybe was taught that is not there anymore?
Well, the big thing is tackling. You know, I mean, you could sit there and watch a game and realize how bad tackling is. You ever see how the ball carrier is swarmed by defenders and he keeps moving because everybody's now not concerned about putting him on the ground, they're trying to strip the ball.
Got it.
And so while they're trying to strip the ball, the guy's running for 15 more yards.
Yeah.
You know, so that seems to be okay. You know, but there's all kinds of facets to it that are really amazing, and I'm just floored to see the, when a team has talent and doesn't rise to that occasion to play with that talent and win, it's terribly frustrating to watch it. And I that's one of the reasons I stopped watching pro football.
Really?
Yeah, I watch it certainly, but I'm just tired of it because when I turn it on, I take a look and go, oh yeah, they're doing that still, you know. So I turn it off.
Nobody's brought back the basics, back to the game. All right, we're talking to the great Fred Dreyer. It is the Sports Lounge. Which Fred Dreyer? Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Check him out. Send him an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You go to his new website, freddreyer.co. Check it out.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. Also the Sultan, Fred Dreyer, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties, one game in the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, just as a tag, I don't want to beat it to death, but I want to finish the thought. You know, you asked what is being taught, what is not being
taught. What's missing from the games today of games of old that used to be there?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, but the era that I played in,
yes,
there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches, their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today, but they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, they allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is, the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts,
right?
Places the defensive lineman. He says, we're going to use four down linemen, not three. Today, what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is, trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is, they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage, and that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules for every offensive set that comes out. There is a set rule that linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
You're bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And owners say, this is where we are today with football. Pro football, anyway. They say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that. And they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're going to act out. And they say, okay, hold on, before you kneel, let me get down there and I'll kneel with you. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Cooking away today, I'm Michael Horn, along with Sultan, all-pro defensive end, acting legend, one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, we're talking about things taken away from football these days.
Yep.
Let's get into today that this work stoppage is being threatened by the owners. We got a big ball, the bag of worms here with Roger Goodell's contract extension. It's now been delayed because of the anthem issue. Once again, you said the players, the owners are saying, let's kneel with the players now. We can't have a work stoppage. And so Roger Goodell, you know, had that big press conference a little over a week ago and didn't come out saying, hey, we're all going to stand during the national anthem and then whatever you want to do afterwards, you can do. And so once again, I think another 7 to 10% of the viewing audience is gone from last weekend. I looked at some of the stadiums. The seats aren't being filled in these stadiums for some of these games.
Well, I mean, I think that's a trend.
Yeah.
I think it's trending to the point where people say, you know something, you're forcing me to make a decision now. And there's always going to be, you know, they say 20% of the people will put up with anything. And then the rest of the people, it's conditional. And then the last 10-15% are the people that want to make the difference. You take 10-15% off the top of your fan base, you're finished.
This is now getting into this guy's contract, and it's like, what do you do here? It's like you look at some of the other sports here. Come on, just go out and stand during the national anthem. Don't be disrespectful of that. But if you have a protest of whatever's going on in the country, then set up your own organization, do something, you know, some kind of a group that you put together, and that's how you get the word out of it. But you don't do it when we're here at a game just to watch a game and not have politics or anything else get into the sports games. Come on, that's what sports is all about, to kind of release and relax and just watch some competition.
But see, already too many people, and it's even in your voice, that if people are asking permission to, would you please come down and play, and please don't.
No, I don't care.
Well, hey, look, I mean, you're talking to the guy.
I could care less.
I don't care. But what I'm saying is that everybody's treating these players. Everybody's treating them by asking permission. Can we talk to you about this? And how can we get you to stand up? And oh, please don't do that. Here's what you do. This is how it works. Even if there's guaranteed contract, doesn't make any difference how much money these players are making. If the group of owners want to hold on to their businesses and their teams, they just simply get together, all 33 of these idiots, 32 of them, and these people are as empty-headed and as larcenous as you can imagine. None of them have any standards whatsoever. They should get together and go right out to the players and just simply say this: here's how I run my business. I don't care what you think about how I run my business. This is how I do it. And I have you under contract. You can either play or not play. You can sign it or not sign it. But here's what you're not going to do. You're not going to do the following things to screw up my business or ruin my relationship with my vendors, with the commercial people, with television people, and my fan base. Those people are constant. You people come and go. So here's what we're going to do. If you act out and do things, you're fired. Just get off and call your attorney. Have your attorney call my attorney, and we'll see if we can negotiate you getting out of here somewhere. This thing is very manageable if the National Football League, the league, and its commissioner Roger Goodell would drive a hard bargain. You know, in 1969 through 81, when I was in the National Football League,
right,
it was just simply this. The discipline was right up front.
So they told you from 89 to 91, they said, here's what I expect from you.
This is it. This is what you did. And if the coach said, get a haircut, you got a haircut. And if they say, well, I'm going to see my attorney. I'm going to file a grievance against the ACLU. You'd never see the light of day again. You know, fine, go ahead, file a lawsuit. But you can do it over there because you're fired. And by the way, no one else is going to hire you either because you're a troublemaker. And get out. You don't want to know why? Because it's their prerogative. They have a clubhouse. This is our club. We're inviting you in. You can sign. You can behave yourself. If you don't like it, get out.
Simple as that.
That's how it works.
What about news conferences? When you were at news conferences, I guess Cam Newton's had some problems with the media now. It's getting colder. He left the news conference last week after being asked a question regarding whether the team has the ability to consistently get good plays on offense, because apparently the Panthers have gone downhill. And you know, he was the guy that made the comment to the female reporter or whatever. Funny to hear a female talk about roots or whatever he said or something. And there you go. That's caused like a downhill slide for him. And it seems for the team these years, it's not coming around. They're losing.
There's no leadership. That spot right there,
yep.
Quarterback, and he's very talented.
Yes.
But he's emotional. I don't know why or what his problems are, but he has his own issues. He's a narcissist. He looks like he works for Major Bose.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm going to start smoking cigars now.
Now? You've been right smoking now. Them for some time, haven't you?
No, but on air. Right now. Right in this room, on air.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll do it outside. We'll take you out there.
I don't think so. I think we're going to do it right
so.
Now.
No,
I think we're going to do it right here.
Yeah, we got... the Jackie Robinson family throwing out the first pitch of baseball. A lot of stuff in baseball. Probably one of the depressing stories is the firing of Dusty Baker from the Washington Nationals. What do you think about that? Dusty has had success and had a good winning percentage, but hasn't come through in these in the postseason play.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? He's a good baseball man.
He is.
Got a great reputation,
yes.
So forth and so on. People like him. It's funny that the people there, the ownership, the infrastructure, they know what soft spot is.
Yes.
You know, and there's certainly probably a soft spot there. I don't know enough to talk about it. I've met Dusty Baker a couple of times. He's a great guy. But I would think that he's further along in his career now where he really can't take another firing.
Yeah, I know. It's like he was very successful with the San Francisco Giants. I think that was his first managerial job, wasn't it? Maybe there's something before that. Then he went to the Chicago Cubs. He got the Giants in the World Series. They were heading that series, and then they lost it. Then he went to the Cubs, and they were leading in that series, and that fan put his hand out there, and the Cubs never recovered from that. He did very well with Cincinnati for a while, and they never got into the series, but he did well with them. Didn't do well, I don't think, in the playoffs. And then the Nationals, he's been in the playoffs a few times, and he hasn't gotten out of the first round. And so I see his team sort of fall apart a little bit, but I don't know if that's a manager's job when somebody's not catching the ball or juggling it or whatever. And it's like Dusty's caught a bad rap, and I think he's got a very good win-loss record. It just doesn't seem to parlay into the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have insight at all as to what his problem was. I was told by Dodger people that you know Dusty was loved by his players,
yeah,
and maybe too much.
Oh, I see.
Maybe look, it's a fine line, isn't it?
But you almost have to be loved now, because you got, here's the deal with managing now. You got the millennials that are going to do their own thing, and you can't just tell them you got to do this. You got to explain why you want to do it. You got the old veterans that are sitting there. It's, you got to have a head to go ahead and manage different careers, different generations here on the team.
Well, I think the biggest problem is you've got guaranteed contracts with all of these players.
Except for a manager,
and not that you shouldn't have guaranteed contracts. I'm not. That's just isn't a comment on that. It's just that because you have guaranteed contracts, you know, the ownership wants those people playing, and they want them happy and productive. And who do you look to secure that? You look to the manager and the coaching.
Yeah, and here's the thing, I find now that a good manager and coaching staff is the difference between making it in the postseason and the regular season. Because you look at a guy like Chris Taylor on the Dodgers, who really didn't do too many home runs at all in Seattle, and he gets in with the hitting coach and the coaching staff, and all of a sudden he's hitting, 21 home runs he had in the regular season this year, and his leadoff bat gets the Dodgers into games and gets them going. You get that kind of a feel going there. You get a guy that works with Yasiel Puig. I mean, the guy's taken more pitches than he ever has in his career. So I think the coaching staff maybe should be on guaranteed the contracts themselves these days, because it's hard to find a great manager that can get into the heads of the millennials and the old timers and everybody in between, and a coaching staff that can teach them the fundamentals of adjusting when you're at bat, moving you get a different size bat, moving back in the batter's box, up in the batter's box.
That's not the manager's job.
Well, but Steve Garvey was making a comment. He said when he wanted a pitch, when there was some guy in the box, he said nobody throws at the guy anymore because they can't. And he said if there was a guy that had a lot of home runs, Judge or Bellinger or whatever, nobody's had a ball thrown at those guys, and you don't want them to. But in the old days, you used to get that. And he said what you would do is if he wanted a pitch on the outside corner, he'd move into the batter's box, and all of a sudden the guy would come. If he wanted it on an inside, they'd move inside. Then he'd back off and hit it. Or if he wanted to get one on the outside corner, he'd back away from the plate, and he'd look back and see the catcher's moving to the outside, so he could step in and make that hit. That's a player that had his brain into that game so in tune, he had those 200-plus hits in a season.
But that's an adjustment all hitters do.
I don't know if they all do.
Well, of course they do.
I don't know.
Well, of course
because
they do.
Because we were watching why the Yankees didn't make it into the World Series, is they were swinging at those balls instead of adjusting to those curveballs
from
Verlander.
But this is the other night, Dallas Keuchel.
Keuchel.
His philosophy is to pitch to the lowest
yes.
part of the zone.
Yeah.
So the ball comes into the zone and drops away to the outside, left
Correct.
Or right-handed
Correct.
Here. So the batter has to be disciplined to know what's happening to him. So he has to stay away. They always say if it's low, let it go. Because it's going to come in, look like it's a strike, and then it's going to go out of the zone.
Right.
So it's up to the batter to decide how he attacks that. How does he handle those types of pitches?
I agree.
And so the hitting coach works with him. Hitting coaches.
Sometimes you have to make adjustments during the game.
Well, they do. Of course they do. They have to.
Yeah.
That's
the team that wins when they make those adjustments.
Well, they do. They definitely do.
All right, we're going to continue straight ahead. It is the Sports Lounge. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. Fred Dreyer's website, freddreyer.co. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's our email segment here for you, Fred, and we got a lot of people. Steve says, hi, Fred. Did you watch the Dodgers game? What are your predictions? Who will come out on top? You don't make predictions on this show, do you?
Well, I have a kind of
you
like
knew Kershaw opinion. Was going to win that game, didn't you?
That was an easy one.
That was an easy one to pick on.
Yeah, but I think the Dodgers should be all right. They've got an issue, I think, with Verlander here.
Sue says, I love your take on things, Fred. I was a big fan of Hunter and just found your radio show. I will try to listen every
great.
Week. Other than sports, did you have other hobbies growing up?
All sports. I had a German Shepherd dog that I played with.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You and a dog, I think, would be good.
He would bark, and I would grab an apple in the morning and run barefooted down the alley to the baseball park, and he'd follow me.
Think too much information on that. Chris is here, and Chris says, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. I liked you in Hunter with Stephanie Kramer. You guys were good in that series, and I liked you in Cheers. You were in one of the episodes, or a few in Cheers, weren't you?
I did about seven of them.
Seven as a boy. Whose boyfriend were you?
What do you mean?
Who are you?
I was Ted Danson's ex-Red Sox pitching teammate who became a sportscaster.
Shannon says, watching Hunter on YouTube. Need to bring Rick Hunter back. Any thoughts of bringing you back for another show?
No, that ship has sailed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Gail says, no more Mr. Nice Guy. So great in Highway 395.
Oh, great.
Apparently, Gail has picked up your movie there at
FredDreyer.co.
Also, Ashley says, hi, Fred. You were always a defensive end. Did you have another position you played?
I was always a defensive end.
There you have it. Email Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. We are back in the sports corner. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, talking football, baseball, basketball, hockey, you name it. It is the Sports Lounge every week at this time. Tune it in. Check it out. Follow us on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. On his Twitter site, Fred_Dreyer. So, Fred, the a lot of change. We talked about Dusty Baker let go by the Washington Nationals. The Mets have a new manager, a new skipper.
Yeah.
A guy named Mickey Callaway.
Yeah.
Used his... drunk his wine and used his golf clubs and used his drivers too.
Great driver.
He says, I'm excited to get to know players, is what he said. He's the 21st manager in the franchise history of the Mets. The general manager there, Sandy Alderson, he said he started with a list of more than 35 names for the job, and he narrowed it down to Mickey Callaway. Now, you say, who is he? He's 42 years of age. Mickey's 42 years of age, and he spent the last five seasons as the pitching coach for the Cleveland Indians. Now, they've had a pretty good pitching staff. He has signed a three-year deal with the New York Mets. It includes an option for a fourth season, and he is replacing Terry Collins, who stepped down at the end of the season. He accepted a position as special assistant to Sandy Alderson to help with the Mets over there. Is this going to turn the Mets around? You think they needed a change with the new manager?
Well, Alderson needed someone to go to lunch with.
Is that what it was? Is that the deal?
That's really the reason they fired him.
Because he wanted to go to lunch
with
Terry Collins?
Yeah, that plays a big role, you know, in baseball. The buffet. It's a lonely buffet if you don't have...
Terry Collins is, he's 68. He spent seven seasons managing the Mets. He's originally from the Dodger organization. He managed a lot of their young players in the minors. And Terry was the oldest, I think he was with the Angels for a while, too. He was the oldest manager in the major leagues. So
he was?
Yeah, he's 68 years of age. He was the oldest guy in the major leagues.
Oh,
I don't know if you and I can manage anymore.
Oh, man, I don't think I could.
I
wouldn't want to. Would you want to manage a major league team?
I did it one time. I don't know now because you got to have a certain.
You did it one time.
Well, I wanted to manage it one time, but you know that's when you could tell the guys what to do, and you know they didn't question a lot. Nowadays, you got to be smart about it and make sure you get everybody to do the things. And it's okay for them to question you as long as they understand why you're telling them what to do. I don't know. I guess I'd manage. I would. Wouldn't you
would?
Think?
No.
You would. You would not manage. See, I'd bring you in as the old crusted the batting coach or something, so you could really tell the people what you think. I think you'd be
that would be the manager. I mean, if you're going to bring me in to do that, then I want you to bring me in as a manager.
How would you handle the young millennials? What would you say to them if you were the?
I'd give them every opportunity to exercise their talents and their gifts, and let them know that there's some rules that you have to observe, and if you don't, then I'm going to come see you.
Let's say we lost like 10 games in a row, and you're managing the team. What would you say at the team meeting to him after 10 games in a row? And the coach, Skip, wants to have you in the locker room with a closed-door meeting. What would you say?
To the team or an individual?
To the team, to the team.
Oh, I would just simply say that, listen, I believe in you guys, and you're making me look bad. And let's get your head out of your rear end.
Yes.
All the things that they would respond to.
10 games, you'd be pretty calm. That's so good.
You know what? 10 games is nothing. That's just, that's just.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do. I'd have everybody have a ham sandwich.
You'd hand them out?
I'd hand out ham sandwiches.
And for the vegans on the team here, you guys could have this. Hey, I want to remind you, follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer. That's Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget, get his movie Highway 395. It's available at his website, FredDreyer.co. There's other stuff on your website too, right? like pictures and stuff and different things about your career and things?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, there are.
Check it out. See if I'm right. FredDreyer.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you know, we had another email here from Gail, who apparently saw Jennifer, who was sitting in for me over the last few weeks, doing a selfie with you. And she's very jealous of Jennifer. I'm a little upset because you and Jennifer seem to be getting along better than you and I get along. What's that all about,
yeah,
Fred?
Completely. Yeah, completely.
Is that,
yeah.
How does that happen?
As a matter of fact.
What do you mean, as a matter of fact?
We should go to dinner. I'm going to talk to you about something. So,
we're going to go to have dinner tonight? Is that your, that's yeah. It? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to break it to you gently.
Have you seen the food that they're serving at the World Series parks in Houston and Los Angeles? They got so much greasy food. It was Greasy Food Day here last week, and apparently,
hey, it's a baseball game. What do you want? You want Jimmy's Steakhouse?
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of stuff in there with a lot of fried food.
Yeah,
when you
well,
go,
they
what
should.
Do you eat if you're out in the stands and not?
I'm never in the stands.
But if you were, what would you eat? What would you go to? There's some vegan stuff they've got. There's salads.
No, it's not so much that.
What is it?
I would have a Dodger dog. I would have one. One.
One.
And
okay.
That would be it. Because I think you can eat one and survive the trip home. But
would you be the guy that puts like the onions and the?
No.
I
put mustard.
Yep.
You got to have mustard on.
Got to have mustard. I know that.
I put a little ketchup on it.
You put just a little bit,
and then relish.
and but no onions?
No.
Come on. Those onions, everything there, you got to load it up with onions.
It gets wedged in there. You don't want to be eating onions.
But those
onions
they come
all
out
night.
Later and everything's fine then, is
no,
it?
No. And then I have a beer. I slug it down with a beer.
Oh, you would have a beer.
Sure.
Too. Would you go for something on draft, or would you go get a bottle of beer or something?
No, it's on draft.
It's on draft, huh?
Yeah, it's behind home plate.
Kind of a Budweiser guy, are you?
Oh, God, no.
No? What would you, Coors?
No, I don't like the domestic swill.
You don't? So you would get some sort of exotic European thing, like a Czech var or something like that, maybe?
St. Pauli girl.
After you played, did you always have like a tall, cool one and also a beer after the game?
Occasionally.
When you played football,
yeah? Occasionally.
That's good.
Every once in a while, yeah.
All right, let's get you out here because Fred Dreyer, you want to go to his website, freddreyer.co. Highway 395, a great movie.
Yeah,
right?
Watch that movie. Get that movie, folks. It's great.
See you next week on the show, friend.
I don't know. I guess.